Okay, we're going live.
Drink a gamble.
So don't drink. Okay, it's 5:01 p.m. on Tuesday, February 13th, 2024. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Legal.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting on January 23rd. I did submit a correction to Rosie regarding Steve Hinchin. His name was misspelled, so I know they got the right spelling on that now. Not in this version, but in the updated version. Any other changes or corrections, Susan? Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve the minutes with the noted change.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the bid award for Westgate Subdivision. Jeff, do you want to talk about
sure.
that? Or?
Sure. So we had, I feel very sorry, we had an issue where the low bidder had to be certified through NDOT. They were not certified through NDOT. So we had to go with the second bidder, second lowest bidder, which was Pulver Asphalt Paving. And we'd like to suggest the signing of that contract with Pulver so they can get started. I believe their one is starting around March 11th. And so it's going to be coming very soon.
Obviously I'm in support of that. They were the lowest responsive bidder. Unfortunately, our lowest bidder doesn't fit that category because of that issue. So I'll make a motion that we award the Westgate Subdivision Phase 2 Roadway Reconstruction Project to Pulver Asphalt Paving.
Sorry.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. We have a couple of things in the packet there, I believe, that we need to go through and approve. The notice to proceed, I think, is one of them. Is that the next thing we do? Or notice of award, we need to approve. I think because we just gave the... I'll make a motion we approve the notice of award for this project. Okay. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Recommendation, we should go ahead and approve this contract pending Pulver's signature. Approval and signature. So I think this is pretty boilerplate language in general, which is why it's in front of us. But obviously, if they have changes, it'll have to come back here anyways. But if there are no changes, which I think, actually, as I look at it here, I think Lawrence Street's misspelled.
Which street?
Lawrence Street, under Article 1. The long rings.
Oh, it's the first line is wrong, the second's correct.
Yes. So.
You want to wait for me to review that line?
Well, I guess the question is I guess we have a meeting end of February here, so. I'm assuming we give a notice to proceed off. Well, have we approved notice to proceed off?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Shouldn't hold it up.
Okay. Okay. So let's go ahead and have them review it. Let's make that change and probably make sure that there's no other changes and things like that. And then we'll come back to it the next meeting.
Okay.
That probably makes more sense. So, okay. Thank you. Did I make the motion? Okay. Then I'll withdraw my motion.
This wasn't passed through me, just as an FYI.
Okay. Thanks, Jim. Thanks for covering your butt.
He didn't send it to you.
Uh-uh.
Okay, so next up is the Mission 25 MOU. If you, Dan, I know you know this, at least I don't know if you saw it or not, but Mission 25 gave a presentation at the council meeting last time, and we have opioid settlement dollars that were given to the City of Columbia City by the state of Indiana. There's a certain amount of dollars that is dispersed to municipalities across the state of Indiana, and there's a portion that goes for abatement, and there's like other categories. There's two categories. Ultimately, at the presentation last time, the council, I think, generally approved the idea of giving all the opioid money to Mission 25, who really is pretty much the only people that are doing this kind of the kind of recovery work that needs to happen there. So. I did try to incorporate the language that I think the council wanted as a part of this agreement. For instance, the fact that that they need to make a yearly presentation to the council. The fact that there's an ability for the agreement to be terminated if for some reason there's an issue that the council can effectively terminate the agreement, or we as the city can terminate it. Marcia has looked over this MOU, Mission 25 has looked over this MOU, and so it is up for your blessing and approval. Any questions regarding the MOU? It's only a 3-year agreement, so 3 years from now they'll have to come back with a new agreement. And frankly, we won't know exactly where the opioid money is going to be. The numbers that we put in here are what's currently projected, but we know they're also working on additional lawsuits nationally. The state's a part of that. I'm assuming we would benefit from additional dollars coming in for that purpose. So. Questions? Okay, I'll make a motion. We approve the MOU with Mission 25 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Dan, I think you're up next, sort of. I don't know if you want to be. But the drainage assessment, which is a yearly thing we do. Go ahead.
Yeah, the drains, you'll see a map also on this showing the areas of needed construction, not really construction is the right word, but rehabilitate some of those areas. And every year we get assessed this. So instead of coming up with dollar amounts per watershed, we kind of make the whole city a watershed, so to speak. So otherwise, these people would be not only get charged a drainage or a ditch assessment, they'd also be getting a drainage assessment. Well, they're already paying into
stormwater
probably as much or more, quite honestly, than they would if everything was individualized. So I've always been a proponent of taking it out of the drainage or the stormwater. So I know this amount's a little less than last year, but again, which is a good thing. But it's still necessary work that needs to be done on the drains going in and out of the city. So it's kind of like if a drop of water hits over here, it still goes through the town, it goes out, and it's still. That's how we say it. So that's how my fees are what they are.
Yeah, this is obviously something, to your point, that is included in our stormwater fee for our residents. So it's not something yet they get individually built on. So I'm supportive of it. I know, you know, again, I think it's something where it's one less thing that our taxpayers need to, you know, worry about when they get their tax bills. Something that we handle historically. So. I'll make a motion we approve the drainage, paying the drainage assessments as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, Mike.
This is the first draw, or their first pay request. It's the 50% of the contract. An amount of $31,613, and basically what that will do is it will allow them to purchase all the materials for the job, and then be able to get started after that.
Gotcha.
Flipping.
So they need this before they start?
Yes.
Okay.
That would be my recommendation.
Questions? Okay, I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion that we pay $31,613 with contracting as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those papers with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is a street closing permit request for Move Over at 207 West Vancouver Street. This request is because America's Best Restaurants will be coming back and filming some more in front of or with Move Over, which I think is a really positive thing. There's a lot of great stuff happening at Move Over, and I know she's planning to continue branching out. So we're happy for her to be kind of the hometown, if you will, and the fact that she's going to be highlighted again with America's Best Restaurants, I think that's a positive thing for the community. So I know that I talked to Kara earlier. Listen, did you sign off on that already? Yeah. Yeah. So the department heads have signed off. They're good with it. So any questions, comments, concerns?
It's one parking
spot. It's one parking spot, yeah. So I'll make a motion. We approve the one parking spot requested for America's Best Restaurants for Move Over on March 7th as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up, A&Z. Chip.
Yes, this is a contract with A&Z for the Westgate subdivision. They're going to perform all the construction inspection and all the administration, so going over the claims and everything. So, yeah, I request that we approve this. Let me find it.
And they've been our construction inspection and engineering for Westgate from the start.
So Westgate and Wooddale.
So, and Wooddale, that's true.
Yeah, so for $98,000.
Questions? Make a motion. We approve the agreement with A&Z for the Phase 2 Westgate subdivision construction inspection services as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. let's see here. Next up are the couple of permits. So these were originally approved back in July, right?
July.
And after a little bit of digging, so they started work on Park Street. And after a little bit of phone tag and trying to pull some paperwork and things like that, we realized, well, first of all, we didn't think they had pulled a permit. And then we realized they pulled it back in July. I think our permits allow, 90 days typically? So they never came back in. So we talked to NIPSCO. They sent in some new forms, which is what's in front of you right here. It is to put in a new gas main there along Park Street, basically from, Shineman all the way to, I think, Connection Way. Or is it the Opportunity or Connection Way? Yeah. Well, that's true. That's true. There's Lincoln Way to Shineman, and then there's Connection, or Lincoln Way from Connection to Emancipation. Yes, that makes sense. They could also set from Park Street.
One says Lincoln Way to Shineman, and the other says Connection to Emancipation.
Yes. Yeah. So Park Street and Lincoln Way is what they're looking at. Questions regarding this? I think the only question I have, Rosie, is I know that they've been digging in the streets, and I think if I remember correctly, we have a permit fee for digging in hard infrastructure at this point.
Yeah, we do, but I told them since this was done in July,
okay,
and it's just an extension.
Okay, so I think with
the back and they could be doing.
Okay, that's fine. I think it probably would behoove us to, if we approve this, to waive that fee because of that purpose.
Yeah.
I don't want to set a precedent where.
And NIPSCO's always give permits and fees.
Okay.
Currently.
Gotcha. after the new fees went into place.
Yeah, because when I talked to this guy, I said, well, I said the name of the girl that always applies for me. So, well, that's my wife. I said, well, then she's got the internet. She knows.
She knows how to do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns? Lisa, you good?
I'm good.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we approve both street permit to cut into curb streets or alleys for Park Street from Lincoln Way to Chinaman and Lincoln Way from Connection to Emancipation, and further note that we will waive the fees, the permit fees for this because of their previous submission back in July. Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $712,526.49 from the allowances of accounts payable vouchers dated 2/13/24 for checks.
Second. Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $398,757.41 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated 2/13/24 for EFT payments.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $271,318.16 plus overtime in the amount of $17,512.05 for a total of $288,830.21 for the pay file ending 1/26/24.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Department head reports. Chip.
Moving ahead with Eagle Park, we are working with the DNR to possibly get some more funds, so that's good news. Westgate is moving forward. We've got utility relocation going on for the Blue River Trail project, so that is good. Everything's good. Getting excited for retreat. Best time of the year.
Questions of Chip? Thank you. Terry.
We replaced four computers in the squad room today, got them up to Windows 11, so that's four less we have to worry about next year. The fiber was fixed in Morrison's Park. Now we're still waiting on them to finish work up at the booster station. And have a meeting tomorrow to go over the migration for the Stillman server to a new server on March 18th.
Question of Terry. Thank you. Sean.
So we continued our pole changing project out on Bear Road. I think they're up to about six or seven poles now they've completed. They're going to work their way all the way down Bear Road for this project. We did send our mechanic to Florida, which Tom may talk about a little bit, for a little bit of fire truck training. So he seemed to be encouraged by getting to gain more information on the equipment he's actually working on. We did order a new trailer for our wire. Ours was really real legal since Gary's not here. So we did order that. It's coming in tomorrow. Other than that, we talked a little bit about the fiber and having issues getting that spliced. We are looking at our own fiber equipment, and I believe we're going to probably order that equipment this week.
We're going to do what?
Order the equipment to do our own fiber splicing.
Okay.
This week, I have an employee that has done it before and is interested in continuing doing it for the city. So our last fiber splicing project cost us $7,000. So we're looking at around $13,000 to $14,000 for the equipment to do it ourselves. So
two shots at it, we'll have payback.
Exactly. So
makes sense.
So yeah, I'm working with Terry on that project. So other than that, just day-to-day activities.
Questions of Sean. Thank you, Matt.
We had father-daughter dances last weekend, sold out. Thanks, Dan, and yourself for staying, helping us clean up on Saturday. We tore down the wooden skate ramp that was built a few years ago by Mike Thomas and Josh Crowell. It was just rotted and had holes. It was kind of a safety issue. We started the hire process, and we got through all first phase or first interviews as of this afternoon. So we've been moving on to the second next week. For our administrative assistant, we're going to kind of hold off until March. We're going to go out to the high school March 14th and see if we can't get some seasonal maintenance and concession stand kind of everybody.
Is that their
career fair?
Career fair?
Yes. Yes. We were able to pick up our dump trailer last week. Already been able to use it several times, and it's really helped the guys out instead of the dump truck trying to see around everything. Other than that, that's it.
Questions on that? Thank you. Mike?
We've been working down on South Chauncey Street. We had to pull off of that because Whitens is about done with the pipe out on 205. I would think we're within 500 yards or whatever.
Okay.
And they'll be done. They're across the swamp area today. And it's so the guys are out there, and we're digging the other end up, getting it ready for them to connect there. We got the parts in for that we're going to use out of Westgate, the 45s, and have to go around the structures.
Yep.
And today, one of our actuator boat motors on our filters that we back use when we backwash no longer closes. It'll open, but it won't close. We have to do it by hand. So I got the price of a new one, and I talked to Rosie, and Rosie said, go ahead and do it. But I ordered two because we use 13 of these, and they're all about the same age except one, and they're just starting to die off. So I thought we'd get an extra one so we'd at least be available, and then we can order more as we go. He said that they would ship it this week.
Okay.
So it's pretty good timing.
Will you touch base on the 205, what we're doing for 205, so that these two are aware of why we're doing it?
We're going from the entrance of 205 down to 200
at Eagle Glen.
At Eagle Glen. Entrance at Eagle Glen at 205. We're extending that 12-inch main down to 200 east, and then eventually we will go under 205 and go on 200 east down to Connie Dye's property.
Yeah.
And that. And so they're moving a lot faster than what I thought. I mean, I think they started like sometime last week, and they're almost there. And there at the end, we're working around a lot of fiber and that, so.
Well, and I think if I remember correctly, by doing that 205 line, it actually will help loop.
It will loop another
line,
yeah,
if you will.
It was a dead end right there at Whale Ridge.
Whale Ridge.
And now it will be looped, so it's just one more.
From a pressure standpoint, it's a positive thing.
Well, not so much. Remember, we can loop it. If you're not going to get pressure,
yeah,
what you'll get is volume.
Oh,
you
know, okay.
Yeah. Your volume won't drop.
Okay.
It's fast.
Tom, you have something to say? You look really geared up, like you're going to say.
Well, no, I when you said that, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah.
It's more about the volume and flow than it is the pressure.
Okay.
For us, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Questions? Thank you. Mike?
Mike put forth the main project was in. It's delivered on the 29th. Hopefully, they should be starting that the 1st of March to start putting that pipe in, I hope. All the new lift station panels have been set. There's 3 of them, Tarview, Short Street, and Eagle Glen. Tarview and Short Street is up and running for about a week now, and with no issues. Eagle Glen is still waiting. RNC has to move the power because we moved the location of the control panel, so they have to actually cut the electrical and move it to that panel, and that's scheduled to be done on the 20th.
Okay.
Of this month. So then that part of the phase will be done, and I've already engaged Donahue for the 4th phase to start on that. For the, there's 2 panels do this year, it's not a complete panel, so it'll be a little cheaper this year, and then the last phase of 25 won't be a complete panel either. I think this year was the only year where we had complete panel replacements. And then we just continue with sledge hauling. Merrill Brothers dedicated one of their storage tanks for just us. It has a 300,000 gallon capacity. So, but I have not seen them for the last couple of days. We must reach the 300,000 mark.
We've maxed them out already.
Yeah, the disposal site in Indy will only, with everything else that they take in, they only allow us 25,000 a day. So they're taking it from our facility to theirs in Kokomo, and then they're trucking it from Kokomo to Indy, which no additional charge because they're actually handling that twice.
Yeah.
But instead of going from ours to Indy, so. But,
yeah. Well, we've used Merrill Brothers for a long time, from what I know, right?
Before I took over.
That's what I thought. So
I've been in there doing.
We've had a good partnership with them for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, something like this, you know, they work with us on price and logistics and stuff like that. So they're not pulling every day, but I'm working with them. So it's a good trade-off.
Yeah.
We've always worked like that, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Tom.
God forbid when those trucks get into a wreck.
I know.
It doesn't matter to me. It belongs to them.
As Sean mentioned a few minutes ago, we sent Adam down to Florida for EVT. It's Emergency Vehicle Technicians training. There's a whole line of those trainings he has to get before he actually gets certified as an EVT. And I really appreciate Sean letting him go to those. I would like to see him go to at least one a year to try to get that certification. So this is just the first step of many. My guys have been actively trying to spruce up the fire station. There was some training, I'm sorry, some a meeting here, what was our pension meeting? At the beginning of the month, they were talking about painting the living quarters, doing the mudding and painting it while they're doing it themselves. I really appreciate them taking stepping up and doing that. It's sure a lot cheaper to paint that. Which then kind of has progressed into doing the tool room down in the bays, and so they're just, tonight they're down there getting all the money and stuff done on that, so just really appreciate them stepping up and getting things done. All of our equipment still functioning correctly. Interviews for the hiring process will be March 1st. That's not the Board of Works interviews yet, that's their peer interviews and an interview with myself. And Beth was going to try to get, I think, Leslie involved, or was it you, Lisa? We didn't want to bring you in yet because you're Board of Works, so yeah, it's Leslie. So we're hoping to get that done on the 1st of March.
I would advise getting with Ashley and getting it on our calendars. If you have an idea of a tentative time frame for the Board of Works interview, just so we have it scheduled out.
Right.
So if you know of a general time frame week, she can start helping find that date. So.
Perfect. Yep, I will get to that.
Thanks.
And then Chris has been working with several of the local businesses. He's been having some alarm issues. I know we have it in our ordinance where we could actually cite them for over alarms. We really don't want to get to that point. So finding fixes that work for them that are still inside the code is probably the best way to handle it. So some of the alarm issues we've been having is they had detectors that were not required by code, and we can't let them delete them now because they were installed, but we can have them change them from like smoke detectors to heat detectors, which will give them a little bit more leeway, because sometimes just steam was setting them off in some of their kitchen areas. So I'm trying to work with them so that we're not going on all those false alarms. So we're trying our best to make everybody happy and still do our jobs.
Question to Tom.
And that's what it works is it opening for here.
Okay. Yep, that's hopefully we get some.
Yeah.
Mike was contacted by two manufacturers for information, and that's all we've got to contact from. Okay. Hopefully we get them from both of them. But
yeah. And you said lead times on that is typically about 2 years?
Yes. Yeah, it was a year. 6 months ago, it was, a year and a half, and now it's 2 years we're here.
Yep. Thank you. Marsha, Rosie, reminder that we have city retreat that will be Thursday and Friday in Noblesville. It's always a great time to learn about what the department heads are kind of thinking about and setting goals, things like that. And also, obviously, it's just vision for the future of our community. So, Dan.
I look forward to Marsha's take on new law.
Yes. Highly coveted time frame.
I look forward to that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh boy, he has to go to work on that.
You got a day.
Lisa.
Nothing. We have no press and no media or no public, so we'll call the meeting adjourned.